House Republican leaders are holding their annual policy retreat, and this year it's taking the form of a pilgrimage to a posh Florida resort with four golf courses. To be precise, the Trump National Doral Miami. Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart is hosting the event.
First and foremost, I know you guys are really, really upset that we're here and not in D.C., right? This community, as you've heard, Doral, is a very diverse community. It's a community that understands socialism, the evils of socialism.
Ballard and other Republicans spoke at a news conference before the GOP conference. Later, at the event itself, President Donald Trump took to the stage for a speech touting what he called the greatest opening week in presidential history.
Together, we're forging a new political majority that's shattering and replacing Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal coalition, which dominated American politics for over 100 years. That's what we're doing.
He boasted of actions like a federal hiring freeze, a freeze on foreign aid, moves to withdraw the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accords and the World Health Organization, and sending troops to the border. He says other countries will have to take back what he describes as their criminal migrants, or else face sanctions in the form of trade tariffs. He says tariff is the most beautiful word in the dictionary, pretty much.
It's God, love. It's all these other things, but I say number four, but God, love, religion, tariff, fourth.
Trump also had some thoughts about the future, in particular, his political future.
I've raised a lot of money for the next race that I assume I can't use for myself, but I'm not 100% sure because, I don't know, I think I'm not allowed to run again. I'm not sure. Am I allowed to run again, Mike?
According to the Constitution, Trump is not allowed to run for a third term. But last Thursday, Republican Mike Ogles of Tennessee proposed a constitutional amendment to let a president serve three terms if their first two terms were not consecutive. That's not something that's likely to be enacted in the foreseeable future. As for the broader Republican legislative agenda, Republicans say they expect more specifics will be announced after their retreat. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.